Dr. Pinsky with a mail. I am in. Jorge Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. Jorge Flores is a 28-year-old male. Reports he was injured in a work-connected motor vehicle accident on 7-7-22. At that time, he was unrestrained, involved in this head-on collision. Appeared his knees hit the dashboard, but he did not strike his head or experience loss of consciousness. Appeared there was no airbag deployment. Appeared believing he injured both knees and hands, he was seen at Cooper Hospital emergency room the same day. Appeared he had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Appeared he had physical therapy, but no injections, surgery, MRI, CAT scan, or orthopedic specialist consultation. Pretty is no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty admits to having knee pain in 2014 and 2015, treated with physical therapy. Period. He also reports having knee pain from his work-related duties as of August 2022. Period. At that time, he was performing a restraint and possibly hit his knee on the ground. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Flores alleged a motor vehicle accident of 7-7-22 resulting in injuries to the left hand and both knees. Period. Treatment records show he was seen by Dr. Moore, M-O-O-R-E, at WorkNet on 7-11-22. Period. She noted he was driving his police vehicle on Thursday of last week when a truck pulling a trailer turned in front of him. He was driving parallel to the truck in the right lane, and the truck was in the second lane. The truck made a wide turn, and they collided. He reported that he was thrown forward with both of his knees hitting the dashboard. His hand slipped off the steering wheel and hit the windshield. He was seen at Cooper, where x-rays of the legs were performed. Period. He did not have x-rays of the hands. Period. He reports gradual improvement of his hands and of the right knee and leg. Period. The left knee is still sore. Period. He was examined and found an abrasion noted approximately below the left patella over the shin, but no effusion in either knee. Period. Gait was non-antalgic and there's no ecchymosis. Period. The hands appeared atraumatic. Period. Grasp strength is slightly diminished. Period. He was diagnosed with bilateral knee contusions on the left greater than the right, as well as left leg abrasion and bilateral hand contusions. Period. He was begun on cryotherapy and must remain out of work for 2 days. Period. He did return on 7-13-22 when he reported his primary care physician is sending him for x-rays of his left hand because he is concerned about the left digit. Period. Dr. Moore was not concerned about a fracture. Period. He was instructed to continue use of ice and stay out of work through the weekend. Period. Dr. Moore did not think he needed any more treatment or evaluation for the hands. Period. He returned on 7-18-22, reported feeling better. Period. He still has some discomfort in the left upper shin, but no problems with walking or running. Period. They discussed being cleared back to work. Period. He was cleared back to full duty to return in 2 weeks. Period. He returned on 8-1-22 and saw the physician assistant. Period. He was again instructed to use ice and heat to the involved areas. Period. He followed up at WorkNet through 8-29-22. Period. His hands have significantly improved. Period. His knees Knee continues to be painful but improving slightly with physical therapy. Brady is not taking any medication for his symptoms. Brady was doing full duty without difficulty. He stated he re-aggravated the knees this past weekend while apprehending a suspect. He had very minimal tenderness to palpation over the patellar tendons bilaterally. He was then discharged from care to full duty. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, hands, wrists, and elbows normal. Extremities lower. He was mildly tender to palpation about the left proximal shin, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuver is normal. Lumbosacral is normal. Impressions on 7-7-22. Jorge Flores was the unrestrained operator of a police vehicle involved in a motor vehicle accident. His airbag did not deploy, and he did not lose consciousness. But he was seen at the emergency room where he underwent x-rays of the knee and was released. Brady followed up at WorkNet, who treated him with cryotherapy over the next several weeks. Paired along the way, Mr. Flores reported his primary care physician ordered x-rays of the left hand. Brady currently states her name is Esther Malve, M-A-L-V-E. His symptoms gradually improved, and as of 8/29/22, he was discharged from care, having already been performing full duty without difficulty. The current examination of Mr. Flores is entirely benign. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the left hand or either knee. End.